and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News.
Media
I'm
app.
Justin Finch. Areas of Ukraine decimated. A new wave of Russian missile strikes hitting energy targets in several cities overnight. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge on the ground in Ukraine near a destroyed hotel.
You can hear how they are still searching through the rubble, making sure that none of the guests were inside at the time. An official saying a missile here was shot down.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in Washington today to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill this morning. He then meets with President Biden in the afternoon. A new Ukrainian aid package is expected to be announced in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Another government shutdown could be just 9 days away. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is said to be scrambling to garner enough votes to pass several spending bills as a temporary fix. This is ABC News. The rate of suicide among Americans who have served in the military is around twice that of people who haven't. Now, artificial intelligence could help in preventing those tragedies.
A major challenge to preventing suicide is recognizing the person who's having those thoughts. AI is not a panacea to the problem.
We're not trying to build a technology that identifies and says you're a suicide risk.
Retired Marine Colonel Michael Hudson is with the tech company ClearForce.
We're looking at known risk factors.
Like financial stability, substance abuse, relationships. Working with veterans groups, ClearForce offers an avenue for outreach to vets who may be facing challenges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you're experiencing suicidal or other mental health crises, please call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline or go to 988lifeline.org. You'll soon be able to get free COVID tests again. The White House plans to relaunch the program in the coming days. The website will be up and running on September 25th. Each household can order 4 free rapid tests. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would lower the age of consent for vaccinations in the state. According to a WQOW report, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire is a co-sponsor of the bill and cited misinformation about vaccines as a reason minors should be able to choose to get vaccinated. The bill would allow any minor 16 years or older to request to be vaccinated, regardless of whether or not a parent or guardian consents to the vaccination. Administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, Dan Carlton, has made it clear that if any of his staff members leak details from an ongoing investigation, he will personally terminate them and refer them to law enforcement. According to a Wisconsin Law Journal report, the strict reminder comes following accusations by a talk radio host that Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz's campaign conducted money laundering. A spokesperson for Protasiewicz called the accusations a conspiracy theory. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And you don't know how it feels to be an average person trying to make it from paycheck to paycheck. You don't know how it feels if you're a millionaire Republican, right? It's often said that the Republicans are the party of the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations. The Democrats are the party of the working class, the middle class. I have an interesting story here from rawstory.com. This piece posted today, this morning. With a headline, it says, Millionaire Republicans Condemned for Pushing Huge Cuts to Medicaid and Food Benefits. Why would millionaires want to do that? Well, let me give you a little bit of the story here. It says Representative Ilhan Omar on Wednesday condemned her Republican colleagues for proposing a budget resolution that includes massive cuts to key aid programs while backing an extension of giveaways for the wealthy and large corporations. Are you surprised? Here's a quote from the Congresswoman. She said, "We are in the midst of a shutdown crisis because Republicans can't even organize their own caucus to pass funding levels that were already agreed to." And that's what it says. Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, said during the House Budget Committee's markup of the new resolution. She went on and said, "And now they launch some of the most radical cuts to health care, to housing assistance, to food assistance, to the postal office, and nearly every program under the sun, all while doing nothing to rein in our nearly trillion-dollar Pentagon budget or the trillions they've handed out to millionaires and billionaires through the Trump tax cuts." There's a lot of awful stuff in this budget, Omar continued, pointing to the proposal's $1.9 trillion in Medicaid cuts over the next decade, as well as the hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. She said, literally starving families who are already struggling with rising food prices. Omar also slammed the resolution's call for a bipartisan commission to examine Social Security, Medicare, and other trust fund programs, a proposal that advocates warn is a ploy to fast-track benefit cuts. Here's a quote. This is, again, from Ilhan Omar. "But what is the most sickening is that they entirely leave in place the Trump and Bush tax cuts to benefit them and their friends, which have cost over $10 trillion and are responsible for almost all of the increasing debt ratio," said the Minnesota Democrat. "Oh, and on top of that, they defund enforcement of high-earning tax cheats. So not only do they want the tax breaks for their millionaire and billionaire buddies, but they also want to get rid of the enforcement at the IRS to make sure that those people are paying the correct amount of tax." Omar went on to single out by name ultra-wealthy members of the House Budget Committee who would benefit from an extension of Trump-era tax provisions and any further weakening of the Internal Revenue Service. She said, "That includes Buddy Carter, who has vocally pushed to slash Medicaid and take away health care from his own constituents and is worth $33 million, said Omar. "And it includes Ralph Norman, one of the most extreme advocates of taking away food assistance from working people, who is worth a whopping $43 million. The House Budget Committee advanced the Republican resolution in a party line vote on Wednesday, with all of the panel's Democrats voting no. Representative Brendan Boyle, Democrat from Pennsylvania, the top Democrat on the committee, said in response to the vote that, quote, "just 10 days away from another Republican government shutdown, Budget Committee Republicans have revealed just how extreme their budget plan really is. This budget resolution is a dark vision for America, one that favors the wealthy and well-connected over working families, one that makes massive cuts to the critical programs Americans rely on, and one that doubles down on the extreme demands that are driving our nation towards a shutdown." On Wednesday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, reportedly briefed his caucus on a new plan to keep the government open beyond September 30th, a proposal that includes even steeper spending cuts than what the White House and Republicans agreed to as part of their debt ceiling deal earlier this year. Boyle said Wednesday that Democrats will remain opposed to the Republicans' push for extreme cuts. Quote, while Republicans may not care about the costs of a government shutdown or the devastating impact of these cuts, Democrats do, said Boyle. We will continue fighting to make sure this nightmarish vision never becomes reality. And we will continue fighting to invest in the American people so that we can lower the cost of living and grow the middle class. Instead of wasting more time on this far-right agenda, House Republicans need to do their job, honor the bipartisan budget agreement, and keep our government open. Time is running out. Deadline is next week. We have to refund government activities by September 30th. Republicans don't want to do that. They want to cut. They want to slash Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And obviously, with Social Security, it's something that we have paid into. It's our money that we paid in, and we're hoping to get back if we're lucky enough to live long enough to retire and live a few years beyond retirement. That Social Security money is money that's our money that we paid in. Republicans don't care. Seems like oftentimes the cruelty is the point. That's what it's about, right? It's like, how much can we cut from the working class, the middle class, and give breaks to our buddies that are the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations? Same old story, right? 16 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, going to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Slight chance for isolated storms tomorrow. Highs around 76. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. 72. Saturday, 66. Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
I was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears, people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged, avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children cursed the men who fit the coil, and men not fit for marriage took their refuge in the oil. No one respects the flame quite like the fool who's badly burned. From all this you'd imagine that there must be something learned. Slip skirt.
Daniel Show. He's a complete Townsend. Let's hurt. Hope you're having a good day so far. Got a lot of news things breaking right now. I got a breaking story for you here. It says Rupert Murdoch, the creator of Fox News, is stepping down as head of News Corp and Fox Corp. It says here, this is from the Associated Press, by the way. Rupert Murdoch, the 92-year-old Australian media magnate, a magnate whose creation of Fox News made him a force in American politics, is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox said on Thursday that Murdoch would become chairman emeritus of both companies, effective at board meetings in November. His son, Lachlan, will become News Corp chairman and continue as chief executive officer of Fox Corp. Lachlan Murdoch said that, quote, "We are grateful that he will serve as chairman emeritus and know he will continue to provide valued counsel to both companies." Besides, Fox News, Murdoch started the Fox Broadcast Network, the first to successfully challenge the big three of ABC, CBS, and NBC with shows like The Simpsons. He is owner of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. Fox News Channel has profoundly influenced television and the nation's politics since its start in 1996, making Murdoch a hero to some and pariah to others. The 24-hour network converted the power and energy of political talk radio to television. Within 6 years, it outrated CNN, MSNBC. But it has been a rough year for Fox, which was forced to pay $787 million to settle a defamation lawsuit related to its coverage of false claims following the 2020 presidential election. Shortly after, Fox fired its most popular personality, Tucker Carlson. Murdoch vowed in a letter to employees that he would remain engaged at Fox. Yes, Rupert Murdoch stepping down and retiring at the age of 92. Well, there's something to be said about longevity, but man, Fox News, I don't know. Is that a news network that you can trust? Hey, it's 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Overnight, areas of Ukraine were destroyed. A barrage of Russian missile strikes hit energy targets in several cities. It comes as Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington to meet with lawmakers, President Biden and others.
President Biden is expected to announce a new aid package for Ukraine today, just as Ukraine's President Zelensky visits the White House and Capitol Hill. Zelensky is asking for more U.S. support for the war, but he's facing growing opposition among some Republicans who want more accountability for the billions of dollars already spent.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. In Indiana, a manhunt is underway for a suspected murderer mistakenly released from the Marion County Jail near Indianapolis. 28-year-old Kevin Mason walked free Wednesday. He hasn't been seen since. Fox News has announced that Rupert Murdoch is stepping down in November as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp. His son Lachlan is taking over. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. After asking all 132 Wisconsin state legislators to take public positions on his plan to address the state's workforce challenges, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced in a press release that not one of the 86 Republican legislators responded to the survey. The survey covered questions about attracting and retaining workers in the state, supporting 12-week paid family leave, and challenges posed to the workforce through a lack of affordable child care. All Democratic legislators responded to the survey. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has reintroduced her Go Pack Go Act, a piece of legislation designed to guarantee all Wisconsin residents have access to watching the Green Bay Packers. Senator Baldwin cited poor scheduling by the NFL, making it difficult for northern and western Wisconsin residents to watch the Packers on TV. The bill would require cable and satellite TV providers to give Wisconsin subscribers access to programming from TV stations in a Wisconsin media market. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. see me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh yeah, me and Julio down by the schoolyard having a good time. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We got 9:35 right now. And you know, climate change, global warming, etc., has been talked about for decades. For those of us who've been around long enough, we remember back in the 1960s and 70s when we first started reading stories about scientists telling us that the Earth is heating up because of carbon pollution, right? Carbon emissions from cars, trucks, and factories heating the atmosphere. So now that we're, and remember when Jimmy Carter was in the White House, he was trying to tell us that way back then in the 1970s. And for some reason, Republicans haven't been willing to believe that. They think it's some kind of a hoax. And I'm sure that a lot of it has to do with the fact that many Republican lawmakers are getting huge donations from the oil and gas companies. So that probably has a lot to do with it, but it's gotten to be kind of crazy now. Now that we are in the year 2023 and the evidence is all around us, as every month that goes by is the hottest month on record, right? We had the hottest July on record. We had the hottest June on record. We've got huge climate disasters happening all around us, like hurricanes, wildfires, all kinds of things. There's evidence everywhere, yet some people like Ron DeSantis say humanity is safer than ever from climate change. And that's what he said just weeks after a major hurricane down in Florida. This is a story from HuffPost. And it was posted today by Nick Visser. The headline, DeSantis says humanity safer than ever from climate change just weeks after a major hurricane. A subheadline says warnings about a future of climate-related disasters. The Republican governor and presidential candidate said were merely fear tactics, right? These are fear tactics that scientists are telling us the climate is changing, the Earth is warming, just fear tactics. I'll give you a little bit of the story. It says, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, said humans are safer than ever from the threat of climate change. And he blasted the Biden administration's effort to address the phenomenon as he unveiled an oil and gas first energy plan on Wednesday. Oil and gas first. What would happen if we had somebody like Ron DeSantis for president? I'll go on with this piece. It says, DeSantis, who is vying for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, made the comments during a speech in Midland, Texas. He pledged to enact a slew of policies to roll back efforts to address climate change, including proposals to make electric vehicles more expensive, ramp up domestic production of fossil fuels, and remove the United States from the landmark Paris climate agreement. Quote, we've seen a concerted effort to ramp up the fear when it comes to things like global warming and climate change, he said Wednesday, claiming Democrats were trying to circumscribe your ambitions. They are even telling our younger generations to have fewer children or not to even have children on the grounds that somehow children are going to make our climate and planet unlivable. And that's wrong to say, end quote. DeSantis's comments come just weeks after a Category 3 hurricane slammed into Florida, bringing record-high floodwaters and warnings from scientists that climate change is fueling more dangerous and more frequent storms. The Secretary General of the United Nations warned this week that humanity has opened the gates to hell, and that even under current commitments has not done nearly enough to limit planet warming emissions. The Florida governor seemed to reject scientists' concern on Wednesday, saying that although the climate had clearly changed, his policies to increase energy production were in fact a practical way to reduce global emissions. Warnings about a future of climate-related disasters, he said, were merely fear tactics. Quote, we deal with hurricanes in Florida, the governor said. We deal with fires, too, in Florida. But what I would say is when Joe Biden says that he's more worried like in 10 years with the climate than a nuclear war, I mean, I'm sorry, that's just not true. End quote. The lectern in front of the governor held a sign reading $2 in 2025, pointing to his campaign promise to lower gas prices to $2 a gallon should he be elected to the White House. The Biden campaign took umbrage with DeSantis's attacks, calling his plans, quote, deeply unserious and impractical and chock full of the climate denialism that defines the MAGA Republican Party. Voters need look no further than DeSantis's own state, where his agenda is leading to skyrocketing energy costs for his constituents, and natural disasters are causing tens of billions of dollars in damages. To know what DeSantis's plan would mean for the country, that's Amar Musa, a spokesperson for Biden's reelection campaign, as told to the New York Times. DeSantis and most Republicans these days just in complete denial about what's actually going on when we can see it all around us with our own eyes. Hard to believe. And I think that is one of the reasons why some Republicans are now turning away from the Republican Party. I have an interesting story here from the Associated Press that says Republican former congressman endorses Democratic nominee in the Mississippi governor's race. This story posted late last night with a dateline of Jackson, Mississippi, says the last Republican who lost a general election for Mississippi governor is endorsing the Democratic nominee in this year's race. Democrat Brandon Presley's campaign released a statement on Wednesday from former U.S. Representative Mike Parker, who said he is choosing Presley over first-term Republican governor Tate Reeves. Quote, it's a big deal for me as a former Republican member of Congress and as a former Republican nominee for governor to vote for a Democrat, Parker said. But I'm supporting Brandon Presley because he's a good man. He's a conservative, he's pro-life, and he's exactly what Mississippi needs at this point in time. Tate Reeves has failed Mississippi. Brandon will not. Presley has been trying to appeal to voters across party lines. Quote, I want to win this election with a bipartisan, biracial coalition for Black Mississippians and white Mississippians, Republicans, Democrats, independents, Presley said during an appearance last week in Summit, Mississippi. Parker was elected to Congress from a Southwest Mississippi district in 1988 as a Democrat. He became a Republican in November of 1995, a year after the Republicans gained control of the U.S. House. Parker was the Republican nominee for governor in 1999 and lost a close race to Democrat Ronnie Musgrove, who was lieutenant governor. Reeves' campaign spokesperson, Clifton Carroll, said in a statement on Wednesday, quote, "It's no surprise that former Democrat Congressman Mike Parker, who endorsed Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, is continuing his trend of endorsing liberal Democrats," end quote. In 2016, Parker was among 30 Republicans who had served in Congress who signed a letter saying they could not support Republican nominee Donald Trump for president. The letter said Trump makes a mockery of the principles and values we have cherished and which we sought to represent, end quote. Interesting. And that's something you're seeing more in the news now. Republicans and former Republicans now supporting Democrats. 9:45, got to take a break. It'll be a short one. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Pacific Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Slight chance for isolated storms tomorrow. Highs around 76. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. 72. Saturday, 66. Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
May make you do some crazy things. It may even make you lie. According to a news story at HuffPost, you probably heard the story last week, right, about Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado, going to the theater to see a live performance of Beetlejuice with a companion and evidently causing quite a ruckus, so much so that she got kicked out of the theater. And they say that she was vaping and dancing. They were fondling each other. She was taking pictures with a flash and just causing a havoc and so that people around her throughout the theater actually couldn't even enjoy the show. So they had to kick her out. Well, now there's a news story. This just posted at HuffPost. It says a drag queen at a bar, or at the bar owned by Lauren Boebert's date, says the congresswoman is lying about the relationship. It's been widely reported that her companion at the performance is a liberal Democrat who owns a gay bar. And that alone was quite a surprise for most people who know Lauren Boebert, because it seems like just the opposite type of person that she'd be hanging out with. And evidently she's going through a divorce right now. But the subheadline says Kendra Matic refuted a claim by Lauren Boebert about her connection to her Beetlejuice companion. This piece posted by Ron Dicker. It says a drag queen who performed at the bar owned by Lauren Boebert's Beetlejuice date said the Republican House member fudged on the details about their relationship. Performer Kendra Matic said Boebert and Quinn Gallagher were not on a first date, as the lawmaker claimed, after they were ejected from a Denver theater performance of Beetlejuice for vaping, talking, and fondling each other, which was caught on surveillance video. Quote, first date and somebody's touching your boobies like that? Drag performer Kendra Matic told TMZ in a clip shared early on Thursday. I know they were dating for a while, months, end quote. Matic, who headlined a drag burlesque show in January at the Hoochcraft Cocktail Bar, co-owned by Gallagher, told TMZ that Aspen, Colorado was a small town and others knew about the relationship. HuffPost has reached out to Boebert for comment. Boebert and Gallagher had been seeing each other under the radar for a while, the New York Post previously wrote. If Boebert was lying, it wouldn't be the first time in her misadventure with Gallagher. She asserted she wasn't vaping at the Beetlejuice performance until closed circuit camera footage revealed her puffing away. Then she said she didn't remember vaping. The far-right lawmaker eventually announced she and Gallagher had parted ways. Quote, all future date nights have been canceled, and I learned to check party affiliations before you go on a date, Boebert said, amid reports that her date is a Democrat. Boebert has been getting roasted for her antics. Quote, I think Lauren Boebert is not one known for reaching across the aisle in Congress, but there was some of that here with her male companion, MSNBC's Jonathan Lemire cracked on Morning Joe. Boebert has offered apologies and excuses. Quote, I was a little too eccentric. I am very known for having an animated personality, maybe overtly animated personality, the right-wing firebrand from Colorado told One America News Network. Interesting. Seems like it's hard to trust anything that the congresswoman says. It's 9:58. Thank you for tuning in today. And I won't be here tomorrow. So if you're listening tomorrow, Friday, you'll get to hear this show again, is the way it's planned right now, as far as I know. Everybody have a good day, but I will be back on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Do something nice for someone today. See you Monday.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media